Station. It's because of flooding in a rail tunnel in Kent, which has also meant high-speed southeastern services have been called off. Julie Henry was supposed to be heading back to London, but is stranded in Paris.
Didn't hear any information until I got to the station, and actually didn't hear about my train getting cancelled until I got to the station. So I've got to say, no info on the app, no info on emails. Got the normal email the night before saying that I should get ready for my travel today.
A 23-year-old man's been remanded in custody after appearing in court charged with the murder of Chris Marriott in Sheffield. The father of two died after being hit by a car while trying to help a stranger on Wednesday. Two men have died and another two are fighting for their life in hospital after a house fire in South London. Police in Croydon say the cause is under investigation. There are warnings of significant snowfall with disruption expected right across Scotland and parts of England. Power has been restored to more than 48,000 homes after they were left without electricity by Storm Gerrit. In sport, Manchester City are taking on the Premier League's bottom side, Sheffield United, this afternoon. Live to Darren Stanage at the Etihad.
And a goal from City midfielder Rodri separates the sides at half-time. Scored on 15 minutes from outside the area, but other than that, we haven't seen too many clear-cut City chances. And in fact, Sheffield United finished the game stronger. A great chance from Orsula not taken. Full of visitors in the first half, but the Blades are still in this game here. At half-time, Man City 1, Sheffield United 0.
Elsewhere, title challengers Aston Villa are 2-1 up at home to Burnley, while Nottingham Forest host Manchester United later. Celtic won 2-1 against Old Firm rivals Rangers to extend their lead at the top of the Scottish Premiership. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
This is Phoenix FM.
It's 2 minutes past four. A very good afternoon. If you just tuned in, you're listening to Brentwood of Billywickies, Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
The very strong winds we've experienced for much of today are going to continue throughout this evening and overnight. There will be a band of heavy rain sweeping across our area from the west overnight. Isolated showers will follow later in the night, but it should be dry for most by dawn and winds will ease. Minimum temperature overnight, 6 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow is likely to see the winds strengthen again, the strongest winds along the coast. Scattered blustery showers will develop through the day, but there may be some brighter spells as well. Maximum temperature tomorrow is 9 degrees Celsius.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
So, our featured non-league game this afternoon is Billericay Town away to Whitehawk in the ESPN Premier League. Andy Gardner is down in Sussex watching that one for us, and we can hear his halftime report now.
It's so far so good here for Billericay Town in Brighton, playing their very first match at the enclosed stadium. They lead 1-0, deservedly so. They've pretty much dominated this first half and should have gone in front after 3 minutes when Matt Johnson put Alfie Cerulli through, but his shot was well saved by Mitch Walker. The home side's Whitehawks only a good spell came, the 2 minute spell, 17 minutes they had the ball in the net, but the flag went up for offside, and then 2 minutes later a volley from Keane was parried by Dan Wilkes. Billericay went in front after 25 minutes when a defensive clearance from Tommy Davis, who was signed last night from Averley on loan, the ball found its way up to Frankie Merrifield, who rounded the goalkeeper Walker, and the angle was getting tight, but he converted it nicely, so one up for Bricky. and Bradley Stevenson then had a free kick, well saved by Walker after 30, and then Alfie Cerulli with another chance. So it's been pretty much one-way traffic in this half. Billericay need to bounce back. They've slipped out of the playoff zone, losing their last two league games, although they've only played a couple of games in the month of December. So they do need to hit back today against a Whitehawk side who at home are very good. In fact, up until Boxing Day, they hadn't lost here since January, start of the year. So it's going to be tough to see this one over the line. But so far, so good here in Brighton. Whitehawk 0, Billericay 1.
Thank you, Andy, and we'll hear from Andy once again after the final whistle. Good first half for Bramble Town as well. They are 3-1 up at the break at Ipswich Wanderers in the ESPN North. Samuel Jeremiah, Andrew Freeman and Matt Cripps scoring the goals for them. Andy Racing, one more result for you. The 3:45, which was the last race of the afternoon at Haydock. First was number 4, San Francisco, 8-11 favourite. Second was number 2, Rehill Relic, priced at 18-1. And third was number 3, Rossbridge, priced at 5-2. Four runners in that race. Sophie Ellis-Bexter and Crying at the Discotheque. 4:10 on a Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix 98 FM. I'm John Chubb, and this is Phoenix Sport. Good to have your company for the last time in 2023. In the darts, Rob Cross is just one set away from booking his place in the PDC World Championships quarterfinal. He is 3-0 up against Johnny Clayton in the final match of the afternoon session. Scott Williams and Dave Chisnell already through to the next stage, having beaten Damon Hetter and Daryl Gurney, respectively. Two more racing results. The evening meeting at Wolverhampton has started. The first race was a 3:40. First was number 4, Finn Russell, the 5-4 favourite. Second was number 3, Verona Star, priced at 13-2. And third was number 8, High Court Judge, priced at 12-1. 8 runners in that race. And the last race of the afternoon at Taunton, the 3:55, was won by number 3, Individualist, the 6-4 favourite. Second was number 7, Freddie Fleetfoot, priced at 66-1. And third was number 5, Nordic Tiger, priced at 5-2. 7 runners in that race. Getting back to football, because second halves are underway. And in ESPN North, Bowes and Pitsy have taken an early second half lead against Felixstowe Moreton United. Matt Price has put Bowes in front just after the restart at Len Salmon Stadium. Aveley scored an equaliser just after their match against Dover Athletic in the National League South restarted. They won a penalty after a foul on Siju Odolusi, and Odolusi himself stepped up to take the spot kick, and he has equalised. It is now Aveley 1, Dover Athletic 1. Grays Athletic are now 3-0 down at Bury Town in the Isthmian North. There's been a couple more goals at Spa Road as well in another Isthmian North match, Witham Town versus Wroxham. Witham went 2-1 up through Andrew Sesse on 48 minutes, but 3 minutes later Wroxham scored an equaliser, and the current score is 2-2. Lenny Kravitz and CK421. Just quick news of a few more goals in the football. Brentwood Town having a really good afternoon away to Ipswich Wanderers in ESPN North. And our 4-1 up, Andrew Freeman has scored his second and Brentwood's fourth, 6 minutes into the second half. There's been a goal at Molineux in the Premier League. It's now 2-0 to Wolverhampton Wanderers against Everton. Mateus Cunha scored Wolves' second, 8 minutes after the restart there. In the ESPN North, it's now Walden Tiptree 2, Walthamstow 0. Harry Phillips scoring the Jammers' second just before the hour. Hearts 0, Ross 1 in the Scottish Premiership. And in there's been another goal in the match at Walden Tiptree against Walthamstow. Harry Phillips scored a second in the space of 3 minutes in our 3-0 up against Walthamstow. Bowles and Pitsy 1, Felixstowe and Walton United 1, now at Len Salmon Stadium. Also the ESPN North, the visitors have scored an equaliser there. And in the National League, Bromley have scored a third, I understand, against Ebbsfleet United, and they are now winning by 3-1.
98 FM. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Get the home improvements you've always wanted at a price you can afford with SEHBAC and our biggest January sale. There's up to 50% off our stunning range of windows, doors, conservatories and extensions, and the option to buy now, pay in January 2025 or 2 years interest free. Transform your home for less with SEHBAC. Get inspiration at your nearest SEHBAC showroom or at SEHBAC.com. Representative 19.9% APR. Terms and conditions apply.
At the Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm John Chubb. Join me every Thursday night from 7 till 8pm for the Non-League Hour. All the latest results and fixtures involving non-league football teams from Steps 1 to 6 across Essex and East London. Reports, interviews and your musical break. That's the Non-League Hour, only here on Phoenix 98 FM. In the PDC World Darts Championship, the afternoon session has finished at Alexandra Palace, and a stunning performance by Rob Cross has seen him progress to the quarterfinals of the competition. He has beaten Johnny Clayton by 4-0 and gone through. He will now face Chris Dobie in Monday's quarterfinals. Three matches this evening at Ali Pally. Brendan Dolan, the Northern Irishman, who knocked out 2021 world champion Gerwyn Price in the last round. He faces Scotsman Gary Anderson this evening. And that's followed by the one which is going to attract the most interest, I would think. Luke Littler, 16 years of age, the youngest ever player to get this far in the World Championships. He faces Dutchman Raymond van Barneveld, 5 times world champion. That's going to be an intriguing contest, I reckon. And the other evening match is Luke Humphreys versus Joe Cullen. And the winners of each of those matches will also go through to the quarterfinals, which take place on New Year's Day. There's been another goal at the Etihad in the Premier League. It's Manchester City 2, Sheffield United 0 now. And it's Julian Alvarez who has scored a second for Pep Guardiola's side just after the hour mark. We can have the latest travel news very soon, as after we've heard this classic from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. This is Hollywood Nights.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
With the time at 26 minutes past four, let's take a look, an updated look at the roads across our area. Still pretty quiet in Brentwood and Billericay this afternoon. No reporting problems. Not much else. Unless you're in Epping, where it's still busy on the High Street in both directions between Stonards Hill and Station Road. And it's very slow around Lakeside Shopping Centre and the retail parks this afternoon with people heading out to the sales, no doubt. So be aware of that if you're in the Lakeside area this afternoon. A few of the things that were going on earlier have now cleared. The M11 was slow between Junction 7 and 6 on the Londonbound carriageway, but that's moving okay now. Springfield Road in Chelmsford, northbound, was busy, but that's okay. And the slow traffic on London Road in Hadley seems to have speeded up now as well. Just a reminder that there are alterations this weekend on Greater Anglia trains, affecting trains to Sheffield, Southend, Victoria and Southminster, and also to Chelmsford, Colchester, Ipswich, Norwich and the branch lines, and going the other way to Liverpool Street as well. So do check before you travel. You would have heard on the news about the disruption being caused by a flood which is affecting Eurostar services. So should you be due to travel on the Eurostar, the services are currently suspended. In fact, all Eurostar trains to and from London have now been cancelled as a result of those tunnel floods. Elsewhere on public transport, TfL, if you're heading into the capital this afternoon or this evening, just be aware that there are some severe delays on the Elizabeth line due to an earlier obstruction on the track at Whitechapel. It's affecting services between Whitechapel and Shenfield. Tickets are being accepted on London Underground. Hammersmith and City line has minor delays due to train cancellations, and the Central line has minor delays due to a shortage of trains as well. And on the DLR, there is no service today between Bankham Tower Gateway and Poplar and Canary Wharf. Replacement buses are in operation. I will have another update around 1 hour from now. Getting back to the football, because more goals have gone in. There's been a couple more in the Premier League, plus a red card in one game as well. At Selhurst Park, it's now Crystal Palace 3, Brentford 1. Michael Olise has scored his and his second, and Crystal Palace's third, which could release the pressure on manager Roy Hodgson after a dismal run of results. They went behind, just to remind you, in only the second minute to Brentford, but they've come back strongly and currently lead 3-1. And another side who have scored three are Wolverhampton Wanderers. Wolves 3, Everton 0 is the latest score from Molyneux, and Craig Dawson has scored Wolves' third on 61 minutes. In the Scottish Premiership, it's Hearts 0, Ross County 2. Jan Dandar scoring Ross's second just after the hour. Josh Sims had given them the lead on 55 minutes. In the National League, it is now Bromley 4, Ebbsfleet United 1. In ESPN North, Maldon Tiptree 4, Walthamstow 0 is the latest score. Lewis Britton scoring his second, and the Jammers 4th after 68 minutes. The red card in the Premier League, I mentioned, has come at Villa Park in the match between Aston Villa and Burnley, and Burnley's Sander Berge has been dismissed in that game. Villa are still leading by 2-1. Another racing result for you, it comes from the 4:15 at Wolverhampton. First was number 12, Pessoa, priced at 11-2. Second was number 1, Momayez, priced at 7-2. And third was number 2, Dakota Power, the 100-30 favourite. There were 11 runners in that race.
Fashion, turn to the left, fashion, right, fashion.
couple of real classic tunes there. First off, Bob Marley and the Wailers Jamming, and from the classic album Scary Monsters and Super Creeps from 1980, that was David Bowie and Fashion. 22 minutes to 5 on a Saturday afternoon. It's Phoenix Sport with me, Jordan Chubb, in the chair for the very last time in 2023. Thanks for your support this year. It really is greatly appreciated. Some more goals to tell you about in the football. Burnley, despite being down to 10 men at Aston Villa, have managed to equalise at Villa Park in the Premier League. Lyle Foster for the Clarets on 72 minutes. It's now Aston Villa 2, Burnley 2. Brentwood Town, they're rounding off 2023 in style. They are now 5-1 up away to Ipswich Wanderers in the Isthmian North. Shannon Gandu has scored the Blues 5th in the 73rd minute. And another goal in the Isthmian North has got a great Athletic. Kian Connolly has scored for them 16 minutes from time at Bury Town, but the hosts are still winning by 3-1. Scottish Premiership, Hearts have pulled a goal back against Ross County. Kenneth Vargas on 70 minutes, but Ross County are still winning 2-1. And it's been a second goal for St Mirren away to Aberdeen. Jonah Ayunga has made it 2-0 to St Mirren in that game. In Isthmian North, Basildon United have doubled their leads. Now they're 2-0 up against Brightlingsea Region. And it's Bradley Warner who has scored for the Bees with around about 10 minutes left in that game. Here comes Jess Glynn, and this is her comment song, Friend of Mine.
One word, one fight, took a wrong turn on the wrong night. I hope you're doing alright, 'cause I know what it feels like. Time was my bad, my mistake. Hold my hands up, I was wrong. You show love in every single way. Was in my palm and threw it all away. Hold my hands up, I was wrong.
Fleetwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. That's Bauhaus Staircase. 14 minutes to 5 as we approach full time in the 3 o'clock kickoffs in the football. I've got some more goals to tell you about. It has been Premier League. It's now Concord Rangers 3, Hastings United 1. Harrison Day scoring a third for the Beach Boys and his second on 76 minutes. It's now Ipswich Wanderers 1, Brentwood Town 6. Daniel Ogunleye scoring the Blues 6, 11 minutes from time. And in the ESPN Premier, hashtag United have taken a late lead away at Folkestone in Victor. They're winning 2-1 thanks to a goal 5 minutes from time from Pedro Carvalho. I think there's just been an equaliser in the match between Kilmarnock and Dundee in the Scottish Premiership. There's also been an equaliser for Hearts against Ross County, also in the Scottish Premiership. That was scored by Lawrence Shankland, Scottish international striker, 11 minutes from time. The current score is Hearts 2, Ross County 2.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Lovely cricket. If you like your cricket, then don't miss 98 Not Out every Thursday between 6 and 7 right here on Phoenix FM with me, Darren Mutu. I'll be bringing you all the latest news locally, nationally and internationally from around the world of cricket. There'll be some guests, a bit of chat and some music too, so don't miss it every Thursday, 6 till 7 on Phoenix FM.
This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
It was Joe Wright who was the scorer of Kilmarnock's equaliser against Dundee in the Scottish Premiership. National League, and it's Oldham 2, Hartlepool 0. Mike Fodham-Tallam, and he's scoring a second for Oldham, 6 minutes from time. I will get this confirmed. It's coming through that Southend United have conceded late on away to Barnet, but I will double-check that one. And in Eastbourne Premier League, it's now Folkestone in Victor 1, hashtag United 3. So the Tags are going to be rounding off 2023 with 3 points in the Eastbourne Premier League. Luke May Parrott scoring a third for them in the last minute of that game.
That's why the lady is a tramp. Tramp. Ooh. She gets too hungry for a dinner at 8 now. Hates the theater, but never comes late. She never bothers with the people she hates. That's why the lady is a tramp. Don't go to crap games with the barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem and Irma's and pearls. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, fresh wind in her hair. A life without care. She's broke, and that's so. Hates California. It's so smoggy and damp. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She gets massages, she cries and she moans. Tells Slenderella just to leave her alone. She's not so hot, but her shape is her own. That's why the lady is a tramp. The food at Sardi's is great, no doubt. But she doesn't know what motels are about. She puts in a dime and some ice comes out. That's why the lady is a tramp. She loves the free, a fresh wind in her face. Diamonds and lace, no gut, so what? For Rod Steiger, she whistles and stamps. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She don't know the reason for cocktails at 5. She don't like flying, but I'm glad I'm alive. I crave affection, baby, but not when I drive. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She flew down to London and left me behind. I missed the crowning, but I didn't mind. She won't play Scarlet and Gone with the Wine. It's got a rhyme. That's why the lady is a tramp now. I'd like to hang her hat wherever I please and fly with a breeze. I know Doa, hi-ho, she thinks that Marciano is still a great big champ. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She goes down to Coney and
and she thinks the beach is divine. She goes to the ball games and thinks the Yankees are fine. Why, she reads Walter Winchell and understands every line. That's why the lady is a tramp now. She likes to go rowing down a Central Park lake. She digs a prize fight that isn't a fake. Why, she even goes to the opera and stays wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp now. I like the green grass under my shoes. Now what can I lose? She's flat and that's that. She's all alone when I lower my lamp. That's why the lady, that's why the lady, that's why the lady is a tramp.
That's great, isn't it? Buddy Greco, who was often described as being the other member of the Rat Pack. He was very much a contemporary of Sinatra and Dean Martin and those guys. For a number of years before his death, unlikely as it may seem, he actually lived in Westcliff-on-Sea and was often spotted having breakfast down the Arches with his wife. That was Buddy Greco and the lady is a tramp. Don't forget, Keith Ball's here every Saturday morning, 10 till midday, with Having a Ball, if you like that kind of thing. Keeps your man. So, first full time's coming through in the football 3 o'clock kickoffs, though. Other games still going on, and Bowers and Pitsy. As Ben Williamson may have scored a late winner for them against Felixstowe Moreton United in the Eastbourne North. Ben Williamson has scored for them in the last minute of that game to put them 2-1 up. The final whistle has gone in another Eastbourne North match between Moulden and Tiptree and Walthamstow, and Moulden and Tiptree have won by 4-0. Hastings United have scored at Concord in the closing stages there, but the Beach Boys are still winning 4-2 in the Eastbourne Premier League. All over in the Etihad, and Manchester City have beaten Sheffield United by 2-0 in the Premier League. In the Scottish Premiership, it is now Aberdeen 0, St Mirren 3. St Mirren won a penalty in the third minute of injury time. That was converted by Greg Kilty. Brightley Sea Region have pulled a goal back at Basildon United through veteran striker Derek Asamoah, but the Bees are still winning by 2-1 in the closing stages of that game. A point for Heybridge Smiths in their final game of 2023 in the Eastbourne North. They return from Norfolk with a point after drawing 0-0 with Goulston, and looks like Aston Villa may have scored a late winner against 10-man Burnley in the Premier League. They won a penalty a minute from time, and that was scored by Douglas Luiz. Kilmarnock look like they may have nicked all 3 points against Dundee, who were 1-0 up with 4 minutes left, but it's now Kilmarnock 2, Dundee 1 in the Scottish Premiership. Rory McKenzie scoring their second in the third minute of injury time. In the National League, it is now Bromley 5, Ebbsfleet United 1. Full-time whistle has gone in the Eastbourne Premier League game between Folkestone Invicta and Hashtag United, and the Tags will be coming back from Kent tonight with all 3 points, having won by 3-1.
Do you remember the time when you were gone from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Oh, it's Deadly playing cards, and you were intimate cigars, and she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in a dreamy days by the water's edge, on a cool summer night, fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes
turned up, but that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl, from Mars.
And the girl from Mars. Looks like Avely, after 9 games without a win in the National League South, may have taken all 3 points and have scored deep into injury time to go 2-1 up against Dover Athletic. Manny Ogunrinde, the scorer. Full-time in ESPN North, it's finished Basildon United 2, Brightling Sea Regent 1. I will have more scores for you after the news with the time at 5 o'clock.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.